Hi everybody, this is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Kimo's Kona coffee. Uncle Kimo's, you'll be glad you did.
Hi, this is Bill Coyne of South Bay Toyota, and if you're looking for an easy, hassle-free way to buy a car, South Bay Toyota is the place for you. Simply pick the vehicle of your choice, receive your price up front, and you're driving home. It's that easy at South Bay Toyota, located at the 405 Freeway and Western Avenue.
Exciting nighttime action continues at Los Alamitos with another great weekend at the track of sunsets and stars and a full lineup of the top runners in California. Don't miss Night Racing's Best Bets, our early and late pick fours. And remember, we'll add 10,000 to the pick six on Sunday night if there's not a carryover. Los Alamitos is open daily for the best simulcast action from around the country. For Vessels Club reservations, call 714-820-2681 or join us at Burgard's Sports Bar. The month of October is filled with Grade 1 stakes action. Top sophomores chase a spot in the Los Alamitos Super Derby with trials on Sunday, October 19th. Then it's the Golden State Million Final. Fastest qualifier, Duda Cartel, looks for his first futurity win. Plus Grade 1 Ed Burke Million futurity winner Jess I'm Worth It and kindergarten winner Beautiful will also race. Sunday, October 26th. It's an October of thrills at the track of sunsets and stars, Los Alamitos Racecourse.
The thrill of the race is in the Vet, and nobody does betting like Twin Spires. With more tracks, more wagering options, and more ways to play, TwinSpires.com puts the action right in your hands. From win, place, and show to exactives and multi-win wagers, every bet is just a tap away. Fast, trusted, easy. That's TwinSpires.com. When it's time to vet the races, we've got your ticket. Void where prohibited. Terms and conditions apply. See TwinSpires.com for details. Must be 18 plus, 21 plus where applicable. For help with a gambling problem, call 800-GAMBLER.
Hey everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco, eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne. Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halualoha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halualoha Garden and Kitchen. Hey everybody, if you've got plumbing needs, commercial or residential, give my good friends at Western Rooter a call. Family owned and here to help, Western Rooter does it all and does it better 24/7. From clogged drains to complete copper repipes to water heaters, conventional and tankless, Western Rooter is here to help and will solve whatever issues you may have on time and under budget. Western Rooter, serving the Arcadia, Pasadena, and greater LA area for more than three decades. Call now at 626-44 86455. Mention Thoroughbred LA Radio and save 10% off your total invoice. Western Rooter, the best in the West.
Want to bet your favorite horse but can't make it to the race book? South Point Casino's race book has the answer. Come in and sign up for the Nevada Racebook mobile app. For just a $50 minimum deposit, you'll have the racebook right at your fingertips, no matter where you are in Nevada. It's convenient, fun, and easy to use. When you do have time to visit, South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Lottery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. Whether you want to come in or play from the comfort of your home, South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
There they go. O'Hara lost the rider. Native Diver is going to the front. Gamely and Rising Market nose and nose. And Gamely is the winner by a nose, Rising.
Puppetry has the weight advantage. Farm Away has the class. Which one's going to win it? Farm Away, Marquetry, Farm Away.
It's Thoroughbred Los Angeles, hosted by Mike Wilman. Thoroughbred Los Angeles is brought to you by Nighttime Quarter Horse Racing at Los Alamitos Racecourse. Come see America's fastest athlete under the lights every Saturday and Sunday night. By Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee. Take it from top jock Juan Hernandez. Uncle Chemo's, you'll be glad you did. By David Wilson's Toyota of Orange, South Bay Toyota, and Villa Ford of Orange. Come see their great selection of new and used vehicles and experience David Wilson's world-class customer service. By Pete and Evelyn Perella's Legacy Ranch, where stands multiple graded stakes winner Forbidden Kingdom, stakes producing Om and Clubhouse Ride. By the luxurious Halu Aloha Garden and Kitchen overlooking the majestic Kona Coast on the island of Hawaii. Visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and make your reservations now for the event of a lifetime. By Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne. Doug says, save a taco, eat a pizza. By the Ragas and Sheets. Get past the obvious and get the information you need to win. Get the Ragas and Sheets. By the Derby Room at Fairplex Park. Great food, great customer service, and free parking and admission at the Derby Room. By the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association. It pays to own and breed in California. By Bruce Finkelstein's BetOnBruce.com. By the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa in Las Vegas. Call Steve Johnson and make your reservations now at 866-780-RACE. And by Western Rooter, the best in the West. Now, here's Mike Wilman.
Thank you, Dan Jurz, and a very pleasant good morning, everybody. Great to have you with us. As we close in on the Breeders' Cup World Championships at Del Mar, and they'll be here before we know it, the two-day event. Friday, October 31, Saturday, November 1, we would just suggest you go to BreedersCup.com or DelmarRacing.com, and you'll get all the information you need if you want to attend. Great time of the year, of course, with college football, NFL. UCLA has really turned things around. I mean, they dominated Michigan State yesterday, and boy, ditto for UCLA here at home against Michigan. Yesterday, the Dodgers going to be squaring off with the Brewers starting tomorrow in the NLCS. A lot going on. Let's get back to Long Island and say hello to Jonathan Hardoon on behalf of the Ragas and Sheets. Hey, John, good morning.
Good morning, Mike. How are you?
Good. I should note a pick six carryover at Santa Anita today, $47,317. And that came in large part courtesy of trainer Jeff Bondi's winner, Paso Luabong, with Welfin Arantes aboard, paid $121.40 and won like, you know, she was best. A two-year-old maiden filly event, that was the eighth of nine, and we've got a carryover in the pick six.
Well, there was a form reversal for sure. That horse got beaten, I believe, close to 70
for maiden 20
in the first two Yeah, and first two starts, and certainly turned it around. By the way, there's also a mandatory pad at Gulfstream. Plus, you have the Sunset Pick Six, which is the last three races from Gulfstream with the last three races from Santa Anita. That's their new $1 Sunset Pick Six, and that hasn't been hit. Believe it or not, I think there's been three carryovers. And you would think the pool would have really grown by now, but the carryover is only $93,000. So I'm not sure how successful that bet really is.
Right. And also want to be sure to mention, no racing, as you prognosticated yesterday on air with Bob and John here. No racing at Aqueduct. It's the Belmont at the Big A meet. And they've got a nor'easter coming in there. John, you're on Long Island. Apparently, early this morning, everything looked great, but things are changing for the worse, huh?
Yeah, everyone was texting. Why the heck did they cancel? There was no reason to cancel. All of a sudden, there's reason to cancel, Mike. No rain or anything yet, just the winds are like 40 and 50 miles an hour. So they can't possibly run under those conditions. It's not safe for the horses or the riders. So they did the right thing. They erred on the side of caution and they canceled. They tried to run in, you know, during the winter here, and obviously it's going to get a lot worse as we get deeper into the year. They try to run, but you know, just what the winds are really the problem. I think when it gets real windy, it's just not safe for anybody.
You know, John, I remember I was working in publicity at Santa Anita. It was the 1985 Breeders' Cup at Aqueduct. And Precisionist, Fred W. Hooper, Chris McCarron, Ross Fenstermaker, they won the Breeders' Cup Sprint that year. Very, very versatile colt. And the wind, the headwind up the backside, the flags were just straight out on a huge day like that, John.
Well, that's the way it is today, and it's probably a little worse today than it was then. But, you know, back then they ran a lot more, Mike, than they run nowadays.
You think?
I don't know if we got softer. I don't know if we got softer or what it is, but, you know, they would run under all kinds of conditions. But that's not the case anymore, especially in Southern California. You know, it drizzles, and they look to cancel. So you got to see what was doing in Gulfstream the last few days. They were actually running through hurricane conditions. They did cancel on Friday, though, in all fairness. They had to call it off Gulfstream on Friday. But yesterday it rained pretty good. But they, you know, you learn to run under those conditions. There's nothing else you could do.
I saw a race later in the day, a mile on the dirt, and it's sloppy, wet, and looked like a full field. And they ran like they used to when we're kids, John.
Those days are long gone.
Yeah.
Well, like a lot of other things.
Also want to point out Steve Asmussen, a triple yesterday / last night at Remington Park in Oklahoma City. 11,000 career wins, John.
That's quite a feat, Mike.
You know,
listen, let's be honest. He runs a lot of horses. He's got horses all over the country. He's got Lone Star, Remington, Keeler, wherever you look, he's got a barn. So, you know, it's a numbers deal with him, but it's still quite an amazing feat, to tell you the truth.
Just,
I mean, who wins 11,000 races?
No. John, it's just an incredible family. It really is. You know, his son's riding races now. He's got a brother, Cash, that was a really top rider. He got too big here. He went to Europe, did very well. And his mom and dad, they still manage their farm down there in Laredo, Texas. I think his dad's still breaking babies. Steve, he's obviously got the organization. It's one thing to have the knowledge, the horsemanship, but you got to have some kind of organizational wherewithal to run that big of an operation. And it's clicking. There's no doubt about it.
You're right. His two sons both ride for him. His brother Cash was a leading apprentice, I believe, the year he won it. And you're right. They just get big. That's the problem. Even if you look at his kids that are riding now, I mean, they look like they're ready for a high school basketball team because that's how big they are. They're just too big. They won't be riding much longer. But listen, they got a good family to lean on, and I'm sure they're all going to stay in the business in one way or another.
John, you look at Steve Asmussen at times when he kind of, you know, avoids the barbershop, he can look like a mountain man. You know, he actually wore the white pants for a while. He rode. I didn't know that. Racer Bill told me, he said, remember sitting in the hot box at Santa Anita with him. He said he was literally, this guy was killing himself to get down to be able to ride. And I think Ray told me, he said to Steve, what are you doing? Well, I mean, he just wanted to do it, but Mother Nature took over.
I'm telling you, his kids are like that too, Mike. If you look at them, they're just big. But, I mean, they have to have some self-sacrifice. I mean, what they have to go through, who knows? What do they eat? A tablespoon of food a day? I mean, you know, even Lafitte Pinquet, I mean, you know better than anybody. I mean, when he went out to eat, he just was really careful, but he was at least naturally small. These guys are big, and they're still growing.
Yeah,
that's
I know.
Their problem.
Hey, definitely want to mention a grade one in Keeneland yesterday, the QE2, the Queen Elizabeth, the second cup, 800,000. And I mean, Brendan Walsh is just tearing them up over there. Lush Lips, 5-1 on the morning line with Tyler Gaffleone, got off at 8-1 and a solid win. I mean, I think if you ran that race three or four different times, you might get as many different results. But the way it shook out, Lush Lips, perfect trip, and she was best.
He gave her an unbelievable ride. If you go back and watch the race at Del Mar, she did have trouble that day, even though she finished second. But yesterday, he gave her just a terrific ride. And he was up against some good horses. Laurelin, the two horse who finished second, was 5-for-5 for Grand Motion coming in. Fionn for Brad Cox was coming off of a three-race winning streak. Someone actually bet $200,000 on Fionn, the first flash.
Right.
That horse was 1-9 for a long while and kind of put the rest of the tote board on tilt because of all the money that went for Fionn. So maybe that's why Lush Lips got away a little higher.
Definitely.
You know, but Gaffleon gave that horse just an amazing, amazing ride. And Brendan Walsh, I think he's like 7-for-15 at the meet. He's just off to an unbelievable start.
Phenomenal. And by the way, Fionn didn't run 1-2-3, was offered 3-2 with Flavion Pratt for Brad Cox, as you mentioned. Our feature race today at Santa Anita, John, front-loaded. It's the California Distaff Handicap. We've got the defending champ in the race. Unfortunately, it's a five-horse field at about 6.5 coming down the hillside turf course. Grand Slam Smile, 6-5. Billy Anton Georgie riding for the owner breeders, Mr. and Mrs. Larry D. Williams, and Sean McCarthy, the trainer now. A year ago, she was under the care of Steve Speck. We're going to have trainer Pete Miller joining us right after you, John. He's got Bits Tiger Magic, 3-2 second choice. They take the blinkers off today. She opened up going short on grass last time at Del Mar. You know, Pete would like to see her settle a little bit better. Should be an interesting race. And Bits Tiger Magic, she's got the best last out buyer. So a five-horse field, a lot to talk about with Pete, who's got five in today. John, the listeners are getting anxious. They want to make some money. Where are you going to go for hour one today?
We're going to go to Keeneland and look at race number 8, Mike. It's 7 furlongs on the main track. It's a claiming event. And I like the number 8 horse in here, Lend It to Me. This is a 7-year-old gelding from the Tom Amos barn. Now, Tom Amos had a terrific summer. He trains a lot of terrific horses. The fact that he went back and reclaimed the 7-year-old gelding has to mean something, Mike. Jose Ortiz takes the mount. He's well drawn outside. He's listening at 7-2 on the morning line. I like number 8, Lend It to Me, to win today's 8th race out at Keeneland.
Okay, and race 8 today at Keeneland, set to go at 4:44 Eastern. Talk about the website, John. Obviously, Belmont at Aqueduct not up today, but what is at JONHARDON.com?
Three best plays, $10, full car, $25. Today we have Keeneland, we have Gulfstream with all the with their mandatory pick six payout, and of course we have Santa Anita selections.
And Elise, go ahead and ring up Pete Miller if you can. John, we've been told that Toby Callett is in the midst of an air traffic control situation up in San Francisco. He's trying to get back to South Florida. He's going to be unavailable for radio. But that's a bonus. We get a little bit more John Hardoon at the end of the show. I'm looking forward to it, John.
Okay, Mike. Sounds like a plan. I will call you earlier than usual, and we'll talk later. Thanks, Mike. Stay safe and be well.
Okay, you as well, Jonathan Hardoon with the Ragas and Sheets. Again, folks, first post time today at Santa Anita at 1 o'clock, and we've got a 10-horse field. The pick six we noted a carryover. 47,000, pardon me, the voice starting to go, $317. That'll be races 5-10. You know, taking a look at yesterday's results, Jeff Mullins, boy, what a year he's having. Man Arose, a desperate nose winner in yesterday's California Flag Handicap. The males coming down the hillside turf course. Lovesick Blues, it looked like he was going to get nothing. The gray was trailing the field. We're going to have Frank Miramati on top of the next hour. He can talk about just calling this race and the way it all changed real late. But Man Arose under Juan Hernandez, who knocked down a natural triple in winning the California Flag, prevailed by a nose over fellow cowbred Lovesick Blues, who came off a win in the Grade 1 Bing Crosby. Trainer Labrada Baracchio had a lot of options. They opted to go ahead and transition to turf in preparation for the Breeders' Cup sprint, which he's already eligible for. He's in. And I got to believe, even though they lost, they were elated with the way he finished up. Lovesick Blues under Giovanni Franco, the narrow second choice, finished a length and a quarter in front of the third-place finisher in yesterday's Cal Flag. But it was Manna Rose on top, trained by Jeff Mullins and ridden by Edwin Maldonado, gate to wire, $6.40. As advertised, right now we're joined by trainer Peter Miller. I don't know if he's at San Luis Rey or up here in Arcadia. Hey, Pete, good morning. Where are you?
I'm down here in San Diego and going to head up to Santa Anita here in about 2 hours.
Well, as you know, the traffic on Sunday morning is usually real good, knock wood. So,
yes, exactly.
We'll hope for the best. Hey Pete, you got five horses in as many races today. I'm going to just book in the card with you for radio, talk about the first, which is our main event, the Cal Distaff, and then you've got an interesting maiden that ran a much-improved second last time on dirt, but you go to turf, nth and tenth and final. But let's talk about the California Distaff. You got Bits Tiger Magic, a much-improved, opened up last time out, going short 5/8 on grass August 10th. You take the blinkers off today. You were quoted in the form saying you really don't think that she needs them anymore. But talk about your approach to this race and the equipment change. You got the best out, last out buyer speed figure in the race today, Pete. She got a 92 when running third, beat a half length, and you get back with Juan Hernandez today.
Yeah, no, she's been a really, really nice filly for us, and just very, very lucky to have her. She's won four out of six. She's doing great, and glad to have Juan back on her. I think he won all four on her, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, he did.
The blinkers just with the down the hill, there were two spots. We were entered in a 2X on Friday, and then we were also entered in this, and they were both down the hill. So it's could be on the outside of what distance she wants. I'm not sure yet, but she trains very well without the blinkers. So we decided to take them off.
Well, and I mean, looking at the race, I'm sure you're hoping that she's got a ton of natural speed, but that she can just kind of fall out of there and maybe track Grand Slam Smile. Or if you find yourself on the lead coming to the dirt, maybe she gets a little breather there, leaving the half, and you hope to hold off the late finishers. I mean, it's pretty simple, isn't it?
Juan decide. Play the break. See what they do. If they send hard out of there, we'll sit, and if they sit, we'll go. And whatever Juan wants to do. Juan's the best rider here, and he's great at improvising and making those split second decisions. So I'm just going to leave it in Juan's hands. We know the filly can go to the lead. She can also sit and finish. And, we're getting 6 pounds from the favorite, who's a very good filly. So I don't want to take anything away from her.
She really is. Smile. Grand Slam Smile. Yeah.
Yeah, she's really good. So we're going to have to be on our A game move forward. We have to run our best race in order to win today. And, hopefully we get lucky.
Hey, Pete, before we talk about your maiden Cactus Charlie in the 10th and final today, I mentioned that you're based at San Luis Rey Downs, and you have been. Tell us what things are like down there now. Is the stable area full at San Luis Rey Downs? And I know you've talked about this a lot in the past, but in your view, what are the advantages to training down there, even though you got to stick them on a van and come up here a little ways to run? Talk about the situation.
Here You know, I live down here, and obviously, and so I love it down here personally, and then professionally, San Luis Rey is a great facility. You know, the air's clean, you know, cleaner than the air up in L.A. The weather's more temperate, you know, not as hot in the summer, and maybe not as cold in the winter. The track is good because there aren't, it's not a full barn area. Unfortunately, I wish it was, honestly, but we're, I'd say probably about, if I had to guess, about 2/3 full.
Mm-hmm.
So we do have room, but the track's great, and it's a very relaxed atmosphere. You know, everyone's friendly, everyone says hello and good morning, and you know, when they say good luck, they mean it, and things like that. And the horses do really well because, you know, there's not the constant, you know, trucks driving by on the road and the
it's quieter
system. It's quiet, you know. So,
yeah.
You know, horses, you know, they're no different than people. They need rest, and so they get good rest. So there's a lot of benefits, and yes, there are, you know, the negatives would be that, yeah, we do have to, you know, put them on a van and take the, you know, the 2-hour ride up to Santa Anita. But we've kind of, you know, got it dialed in pretty good.
Right.
You know, we send them up the day before after they train and let them settle in at the barn, and then we school them, you know, if there's racing. So if they're in on a Saturday or a Sunday, we'll school them at the races. And, you know, thank goodness it's worked pretty well so far.
So, Pete, typically you ship up with your runners maybe 3-4 days in advance of game day?
No, day before.
Day before.
Generally, day before.
And
yeah,
you school them the day they get off the van.
Yeah, yep. We get
wow.
them off the van. We you know, we train them. You know, we train them that morning. And we take them out early. You know, let's say if they're running on a Saturday, we'll take them out, you know, one of the first few sets on Friday.
Got it.
We'll feed them their breakfast when they get done training, and put them on a van around 9:30. Hopefully get up by, you know, 11:30, 12, let them relax for a couple hours, 2-3 hours, settle in, take them over to school. And yeah, so no, it's, they don't seem to mind it.
Well, I mean, you're having a lot of success and have for a lot of years now. All right, Pete, let's get to it. 10th and final. And again, you've got 5 horses in as many races today. We're going to go 10th and final. Cactus Charlie, much improved second. Last time out, going 5.5 on dirt and a maiden allowance September 7th. These are 2-year-old maidens, but you're going 6 furlongs out of the chute today. Why the change in surface?
Well, you know, he's got some grass to his pedigree, and we bought him at OBS, which is a synthetic racetrack. And, you know, I've always had that in the back of my mind when we bought him, that he could be a grass horse.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we wanted to try it. You know, I didn't have him. I don't in general have my firsters, you know, fully cranked. I prefer to race him into shape, and he improved quite a bit his second start, and we're hoping he takes another step forward today and takes to the grass. And you know, he's a very nice colt, and but it's, you know, it's a tough race. These maiden special races are always tough in Southern California.
Hey, Pete Miller, thank you so much for your time. Good luck with Cactus Charlie. Is he known as Cactus Chuck around the barn?
I just call him Charlie.
There you have it. Thanks for your time. Good luck today with all 5 of them, and we'll look for you in the California Distaff today. It's a good race. Wish we had some more horses, but looking forward to it. First race on a 10-race program. All the best, Pete. Thank you.
Thank you, Mike.
You bet. Trainer Peter Miller joining us from, I think, Carlsbad Way. We're going to step aside right now. Coming back strong with John Lindo. A lot going on at Los Alamitos. No Matthew DeSantis today on behalf of NYRA because there is no racing in New York today. So I'm going to spend a little bit more time with Orlando Gutierrez. A lot of shows straight ahead. This is Thoroughbred LA. Stay with us.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Here at David Wilson's Villa Ford of Orange, we are here to help. We're open for sales and service, and with hundreds of vehicles to choose from, we are ready to assist you. And remember, you can get into that brand new Ford that you've always wanted without leaving the comfort of your home. Visit us at VillaFord.com to buy or lease your next car with great upfront pricing and a 100% online experience. Great financing and big retail enhancements on Ford Fusion and all popular Ford SUVs are available now. Check our website for tremendous pricing and financing on all Ford products, including America's best-selling vehicle, the F-150 pickup truck. David Wilson's Villa Ford of Orange. Call or click today at 714-509-5615 or visit us at Villa Ford of Orange.
From conception to the starting gate, Legacy Ranch does it all. Located in the small town of Clements, Legacy Ranch sits on 145 beautifully manicured acres with lush paddocks for your mares and babies. The large pastures are irrigated year-round, and private paddocks are available too. Ranch manager Terry Knight is well-known throughout California as a top-notch horseman and oversees the breaking and training of your young stock. The 5/8 mile track is maintained to the highest standards under the supervision of well-known track man Richard Tedesco and includes a starting gate and chute for gate workouts. Take a video tour of Legacy Ranch by going to LegacyRanchInc.com. Or better yet, farm owners Pete and Evelyn Perella invite you to schedule an in-person visit where you can meet Legacy Ranch Stallions Clubhouse Ride, our newest stallion addition, Om, sire of Grade 3 Torrey Pine Stakes winner Om Enjoy, and Forbidden Kingdom. Contact Legacy Ranch at 510-928-4980 and start your journey to the winner's circle today.
Breed to pure California speed as Legacy Ranch welcomes Forbidden Kingdom.
It's Forbidden Kingdom, dominant in the San Vicente.
This blazing fast son of American Pharaoh went wire to wire in every one of his victories.
What a performance from Forbidden Kingdom in the San Felipe.
Posting three Grade 2 wins on dirt and turf.
Forbidden Kingdom, resolute, turns away a big bit.
Breed to the speed of California speed. Forbidden Kingdom, now standing at Legacy Ranch.
From Santa Anita to Del Mar to key race meets around the country, Bruce Finkelstein's Bet on Bruce has you covered. Full card selections and featured races throughout the country available every racing day at betonbruce.com. Get advice on multi-wager ticket structures and improve your return on investment with Bruce Finkelstein's betonbruce.com. Bet on experience. betonbruce.com.
Attention Inland Empire racing fans. Watching and wagering on the races just got easier. The Derby Room located at Fairplex Park is open and ready to serve you. Watch and wager in the newly renovated Derby Room on races across the country starting at 9 a.m. each Wednesday through Sunday. Televisions throughout the Derby Room will keep you up to date on all sporting events. Add in great food and a great atmosphere and you'll have the ultimate horse player experience. For upcoming promotions, go to thederbyroom.com. thederbyroom.com. See you at the Derby Room, 2201 North White Avenue in Pomona.
From Hawaii's Big Island, nature has given us Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, derived from a naturally occurring coffee bean that is only found in this precise altitude and climatic setting. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee ensures a perfect start to your day or any cherished moment from sunup to sundown. Every treasured coffee bean is the result of nearly 4 years of nurturing on the 57-acre family farm in the mountains above Halu'aloha, Hawaii. And unlike many other coffee beans from the Big Island, Uncle Chemo's is estate grade and hand roasted. This means all beans are grown, picked, roasted, and packaged on the farm to ensure the beans are the most balanced and as rich in flavor as possible. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee is now available on the mainland. To place an order, please visit UncleChemo'sKonaCoffee.com and look for our logo on the track and in the winner's circle, along with leading writer Juan Hernandez. Fans, visit our website and you can see for yourself that Uncle Chemo's emanates from a true island paradise. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, you can taste the aloha.
Hello, I'm Alan Mosna, Toyota of Orange. For over 48 years, we've said you won't get a lemon at Toyota of Orange. That means you're driving a reliable Toyota. It also means you're getting the best deal on every new Toyota in stock. We're talking RAV4, Camry, Tacoma, Corolla, you name it. How have we stayed number one all these years? By turning lemons into oranges. Toyota of Oranges.
Well, you won't get a lemon from Toyota of Orange.
Hi, everybody. This is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Kimo's Kona coffee. Uncle Kimo's, you'll be glad you did.
I don't need a big fine car. I got everything that
I and welcome back. Folks, it's here. An exciting new enterprise in thoroughbred horse racing. It's called Data Eel. The Data Eel purpose is to bring new audiences and players into the exciting world of horse racing. The Data Eel's sophisticated algorithms weave an ocean of data, taking the complexities of the sport, leaving you with a simplistic approach to evaluate each horse in every race. Get the Data Eel for your favorite track and have a stress-free, fun day at the races. With the Data Eel, anyone can pick horses that finish in the money. Go to DataEel.com, that's DataEel.com, or HorseRacingSimple.com. Great to have you back with us, two-hour edition of Thoroughbred Los Angeles. Let's get down to Carlsbad, and actually we're going to Las Vegas, I think. He was up there yesterday, I believe. Say hello to John Lindo. Hey, John, good morning. Where are you?
You're wondering, Michael, I'm in between. I'm in Temecula to head back home, had to get back. We're going to go to the memorial service tomorrow for Jeff Siegel.
Right. Well, that means you got kind of a late start. Usually you're already back.
I had to stop and do the Ralph's show first.
Ralph Sirocco.
Yeah.
Race day Las Vegas. Give him his proper due. Come on.
Yeah, that's right. Ralph, he's a good guy.
No doubt about it. Hey, listen, so much going on. I got a long text from Steve Johnson, who you just saw there in the race book at the South Point. He said, listen, tonight take the Lions +2 at Kansas City. They're a 2-point dog on the road against the Chiefs. And Steve also wanted to extend his congratulations on behalf of the South Point to the Las Vegas Aces on winning their third WNBA title in the last 4 years. And a lot going on up there right now, as you know, John. The South Point sponsoring NASCAR South Point 400. There's got to be a ton of people in town.
Oh, there's a bunch of people out there. They had a little rain earlier in the week, but it's going to be beautiful for the race today. They had a celebrity blackjack tournament involving some of the NASCAR drivers on Friday, and they walked to Clydesdale to the race and sports book on the way over there to help promote that. That was pretty interesting. So always something going on at the South Point. They do a great job, and it's great to see them not only with the horse racing, but all the sports that they get involved with.
You mentioned that, and it stokes an old memory. This is a true story, John. You probably never heard about a bar in Arcadia called Clown Town, the Clown Town. It was on Huntington Drive, just off the corner of Santa Anita on the south side of the street, and it was owned by a trainer named Jimmy Jordan and an ex-jockey by the name of Jerry Yeider. Well, a lot of jockeys and trainers used to kind of hang out there. It was an absolute racetrack place. One night, Jerry Lambert, you know him from Native Diver and much more, he decided he'd ride a horse through the Clown Town, and he did it. It wasn't a Clydesdale, but he rode a horse through there.
Why am I not surprised?
Right?
The good old days, Mike.
The good old days is right. Listen, I wanted to talk about some of the positive things going on. And, you know, Bill Nader, nobody carries more positive water than Bill Nader with the TOC. And I know he worked very hard to get these maiden special bonuses in place for the coming year. They actually start the day after Christmas at Santa Anita, where there's going to be a $12,500 stipend to any California bred winning, an open maiden special weight. At Del Mar, it's going to be $15,000 during the summer, $12,500 for the Crosby meet. Same thing goes for the Los Alamitos Daytime Thoroughbred, a $12,500 bonus for maiden special weight winners in open company that are California breds. So that's big news, John.
Well, Mike, fans more than that. If you win a Calvert maiden special weight, you get those bonuses. And if you win even those restricted maiden specials, you know, for horses that aren't eight or brought under a certain auction price,
right?
As long as it's not a maiden claiming race, and you got a cowbred and you win it, you're going to get a check from the CCBA.
Yeah,
and you know, that makes a huge difference. That covers a lot of bills.
And I'm glad you pointed that out. It's not just open maiden special. It's if you're running in a cowbred, we used to call them a cowbred maiden allowance, cowbred maiden special weight. You win it, you get that bonus. So that's significant additional money.
Absolutely. And, the CPBA has been very aggressive as far as, you know, waiving a nomination fee for the cowbreds and bringing mares in to full cowbreds. They're trying everything they can to keep the horse population going, and we need the cowbreds here. Look at today's card. You'll see how many cowbreds are running.
Exactly. And, Sean, let's give our good friend Pete Perella at Legacy Ranch a shout out. Great supporter of the shows and racing here in California in general. He and his wife Ev head up Legacy Ranch up in Clements, not far from Sacramento. Terry Knight is their farm manager, an incredibly well run facility. They've got a great stallion roster for 2026. Forbidden Kingdom, a multiple graded winner on turf and dirt. Perennial leading stallion here in California, Clubhouse Ride. Recently acquired Ohm, a graded stakes winner on turf, and he's getting runners on all surfaces, along with the impeccably bred Straight Fire. A lot of reasons to visit LegacyRanch.com, or we would encourage people to call Terry Knight and get your mares up there. Get them well ahead of time. Get them under lights and get them ready to go. Come February 1, 510-928-4980, the number to call up there at Legacy, John.
Well, you know what? Don't forget Tamarando either, the Mr. and Mrs. Larry D. Williams stand. He'll be up there for next year as well. And they have a Grand Slam Smile coming down the hill today in the California Distaff. So best of luck to the Williams group, because they've been longtime California breeders and supporters.
And I know they're hoping that Tamarando is going to get some more outside mares, and I think he will, transitioning to Legacy. And Tamarando been a solid stallion. I know in talking to Steve Speck, he's told me he thought of their stallions, he was at the top of the heap, Tamarando. I'm going to get greedy here, John. What about Grand Slam Smile? We just had Pete Miller on. He's got the second choice on the morning line in today's California Distaff coming down the hill in Bits Tiger Magic. It's front-loaded because we've got a short field. What do you make of it?
Well, the race goes through Grand Slam Smile. Every race that she runs against cowbreds goes through her. She fires every time.
Right.
It doesn't matter the distance. It doesn't matter the surface. She's got speed, but she's not speed crazy. If somebody wants to go, they can sit if they're going to leave her alone. And if she gets the lead, good luck trying to pass her. It's not easy. So she's the high weight, carrying 125 pounds, but she's the one to beat, as she always is in these cowbred races.
Yeah, John, I'm glad you mentioned that. If she gets to the lead, she is incredibly game. Like you say, the race goes through her, and, I mean, she's going great guns right now. Not an easy mare to train, and Sean McCarthy's done a great job since taking over. Hey, John, a quick word about the Derby Room as well. Speaking of Pete Perella, that's just a great place to go. Anybody living out east of Santa Anita, you know, you don't want to deal with the traffic and so on. Free parking and admission every racing day at the Derby Room there at Fairplex Park. They do a great job with their audiovisual as well as food and beverage. Very reasonable pricing. And people out there just having fun betting on horses and watching sports, John.
It's a good vibe there, Mike. The food's good.
That's
it. The camaraderie's good. You like going out there because you're going to have fun. Again, the cost, you don't have to pay for parking. You don't pay for admission.
Yep.
They keep the cost down on the food. And like I said, the audio visuals, you're not going to miss anything there. They've got them all on TVs, and you're going to see it with your friends.
John, how about a best bet for radio today?
Okay, I did Linda reports about Keeneland and Santa Anita. I'm going to go to Keeneland, Mike, in race number six today. The videos on the workouts of number two, American Pearl, a daughter of Gunrunner. I've been really impressed with what I've seen in the morning. Makes her debut today. Tyler Gaffleone gets aboard 3-1 on the morning line. I think she set the fire first time out. So race number 6 at Keeneland, number 2, American Pearl.
And post for that set for 3:40 Eastern. Folks, get up to the South Point. They can pick up the Lindo Report free of charge, John.
Yeah, we have them both, Santa Anita and Keeneland, through the both meets here. So get out there, enjoy, and you might see a Clydesdale walking through the sports book.
I don't think there's going to be a whole lot more of that going on, but that's really funny. Hey, John, safe travels, and I know you guys did a great job, really, with a big tip of the cap throughout your show yesterday to the late Jeff Siegel. He really was an amazing guy. He truly was, and, you know, he hooked up with Jim Healy early on at the old KLAC, and Jim recommended him to management there at Hollywood Park way back around 1974, and Jeff made his own way from there, no doubt about it.
Well, the one word, the one thing that came back and forth on the show was the passion and enthusiasm he had for the horse racing industry. And,
yep.
You know, it came through in everything he did. You talk to him, and whether you were a newbie or somebody who's been at the racetrack for decades, you could just feel the energy and the enthusiasm. It made you want to go and
100%.
Play as well. So, you know, he was just an absolute positive factor for so many parts of the industry. I was honored to know him, and
likewise.
Again, I've never seen a better handicapper ever.
A happy warrior as well, I mean, throughout his career. Hey, John, thanks so much, and we'll talk to you next Sunday.
You got it, Mike. Good luck today.
You bet. A quick word, folks, about Keeneland. Their fall meet is now in full swing, as you know, and Twin Spires has you covered. Saturday features the Grade 1 Queen Elizabeth II Challenge Cup, followed by the Grade 2 Franklin today, Sunday. Enjoy all the graded stakes action with the Twin Spires $10 bet back promotion. Get your money back if your horse finishes second or third on selected races Saturday and Sunday at Keeneland Racecourse. Download the Twin Spires app or visit TwinSpires.com to get in on all the action this weekend. Going to take quick time out, coming back strong with Orlando Gutierrez from Los Alamitos, the voice of Santa Anita and Saratoga, Frank Miramonte, top of the hour. He's going to be followed by a guy who's heading things up back at Laurel Park. In fact, with the Maryland Racing Commission, my former counterpart at Santa Anita, Chris Murr is going to be weighing in. They had a huge day yesterday at Laurel with the Maryland Million. Andy Harrington's got some updates. A big horse worked this morning for Bob Baffert. Andy will have the rest of the story. Stay with us.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Hello, I'm Alan Mosna, Toyota of Orange. For over 48 years, we've said you won't get a lemon at Toyota of Orange. That means you're driving a reliable Toyota. It also means you're getting the best deal on every new Toyota in stock. We're talking RAV4, Camry, Tacoma, Corolla, you name it. How have we stayed number one all these years? By turning lemons into oranges. Toyota of Oranges.
Well, you won't get a lemon from Toyota of Orange.
Exciting nighttime action continues at Los Alamitos with another great weekend at the track of sunsets and stars and a full lineup of the top runners in California. Don't miss night racing's best bets, our early and late pick fours. And remember, we'll add 10,000 to the pick six on Sunday night if there's not a carryover. Los Alamitos is open daily for the best simulcast action from around the country. For Vessels Club reservations, call 714-820-2681 or join us at Burgard Sports Bar. The month of October is filled with Grade 1 stakes action. Top sophomores chase a spot in the Los Alamitos Super Derby with trials on Sunday, October 19th. Then it's the Golden State Million Final. Fastest qualifier, Duda Cartel, looks for his first futurity win. Plus Grade 1 Ed Burke Million futurity winner Jess I'm Worth It and kindergarten winner Beautiful will also race. Sunday, October 26th. It's an October of thrills at the track of sunsets and stars, Los Alamitos Racecourse.
Hey everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco. Eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne.
Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halu'aloha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halualoha Garden and Kitchen.
Hi, Bill Coyne of South Bay Toyota. Whether you shop online at southbaytoyota.com or in person, we'll make it easy for you to save time and money. South Bay Toyota is located just off the 405 freeway at Western Avenue where Torrance and Gardena meet. South Bay Toyota.
From Hawaii's Big Island, nature has given us Uncle Kimo's Kona Coffee, derived from a naturally occurring coffee bean that is only found in this precise altitude and climatic setting. Uncle Kimo's Kona Coffee ensures a perfect start to your day or any cherished moment from sunup to sundown. Every treasured coffee bean is the result of nearly 4 years of nurturing on the 57-acre family farm in the mountains above Halualoha, Hawaii. And unlike many other coffee beans from the Big Island, Uncle Kimo's is estate grade and hand roasted. This means all beans are grown, picked, roasted, and packaged on the farm to ensure the beans are the most balanced and as rich in flavor as possible. Uncle Kimo's Kona Coffee is now available on the mainland. To place an order, please visit UncleKimo'sKonaCoffee.com and look for our logo on the track and in the winner's circle, along with leading writer Juan Hernandez. Fans, visit our website and you can see for yourself that Uncle Kimo's emanates from a true island paradise. Uncle Kimo's Kona Coffee, you can taste the aloha.
This segment is brought to you by the Bit Tavern in South Arcadia, just off the corner of 10th and Live Oak. Beer me at the Bit.
Sweet loving woman, and she knows just how to treat me right. But my baby, she's all.
Final segment, Hour 1, Thurbit LA, and my special thanks to the amazing Elise Diaz, making things happen here at the Big A in Anaheim, where we convene every Sunday morning, 8 to 10, year-round. Let's get to the phones right now, and we head down Catella to Los Alamitos Racecourse. Say hello to Orlando Gutierrez. Hey, Orlando, good morning. I see you've got 10 tonight. You get underway at 6:05 p.m., and Doc Allred is throwing $10,000 into that traditional $2 pick six.
Yeah, Mike, 10 really good races, starting with some races around the turn, finishing up with a 550-yard race. We haven't had one of those in a while, but we've had some quarter horses that have tried the distance races. We ran a few 870-yard races. Project Leader won the most recent one, and one of the horses in their Optical Illusion, a quarter horse with some graded stakes pedigree in the quarter horse races, tried that extra distance. Was leading early, came up short against the outstanding Project Leader, and then this 550-yard race came up. He is back in that race, so looking forward to seeing how he develops after stretching out his legs at 870. He could be a really tough one to beat at this 550-yard race tonight.
And give us the race number for that.
That'll be race number 10, wrapping up the program. Again, it's a distance that we haven't run in a while here at Los Alamitos, so it's good to have it back in the menu.
10th and final. 550 yards, and post time for that, 9:45 Pacific, and we can catch it live on FanDuel TV. Orlando, I mentioned $10,000 into the pick six tonight. You had some big horses out last night. Give us a recap.
Yeah, we had the running of the Robert Boniface Los Alamitos Invitational Championship, a race with a champion of champions implications. You win this race, you get a presumptive invitation. Well, Stanley Cartel, who right now is just at the top of his game, wins the Los Alamitos Invitational by a head. He broke on top and held off Impressum and Jericho, two of the heavyweights in quarter horse racing. Both of them were coming at him late, especially Jericho, who broke just really slow. He was last at the first call, seventh early on, and then just came flying and just missed finishing second. With a little bit better start, Jericho would have won this race.
Really?
But nevertheless, Stanley Cartel from the outside post did everything right. He made no mistakes, got there first, impressed him looking to become only the third horse to go over $2.5 million in career earnings. Ended up second. Really, really strong performance for Impressum. He's now only $2,000 shy from reaching that milestone. So those three horses were the ones that we were expecting to be the big players. They ended up first, second, and third. Stanley Cartel also won the Vessels Maturity earlier this year. So he's pretty much got his place locked up for the Champion of Champions. Impressum and Jericho, though, they still haven't gotten a berth to the Champion of Champions. We got the Z-Wayne Trials coming up. If they want to get in the Champion of Champions, that will have to be where they get the invitation, Mike.
They're going to have to get busy. Impressum, what a neat horse over the years. Seven-year-old gelding, Oklahoma bred, and last night was Impressum, only his second start of the year, Orlando. So they'll try and get qualified to be able to suit up for the Champion of Champions. Any idea on a best bet tonight somewhere, Orlando?
Yeah, I'm going to go to race number one, Mike, tonight. Sorry about that. With number three, Big Bet. He's 7-2 on the morning line. Edgar Payera is our leading rider here at Los Alamitos. We'll take the call for Martin Valenzuela. This horse tried the daytime meet back on September 19th. Was sitting nicely, tried to find a hole as they came around the stretch there, and looked like he was going to get it. But then they closed up on him. He had to angle inside, still finish a nice second in that race. So we'll see him back at 4.5 furlongs in race number one. He's won from this distance before here at night. So I think he's got enough speed to do it. In race number one, number three, Big Bet, 7-2 on the morning line for Ed Burgard. And again, Edgar Payera is our top rider in this distance. Races will be up.
And trainer Martin Valenzuela having a good year, day and night. And he's the owner trainer here of Big Bet, 7-2 on Ed Burgard's morning line. I know you wanted to say a few words about your big Los Al equine sale last Sunday, last weekend. They're at Los Al, Orlando.
Yeah, we were going against a record figure from 2024 that included the all-time high seller in the equine sale, horse by the name of Accelerator, who sold for $850,000. Well, this year's equine sale topped that as far as the average yearling price. We were up 7.7% on the sale. Another big seller, horse by the name of Six Sense, sold for $730,000, so that helped a lot. Mm-hmm. So a new record set for the equine sale last Sunday. And Rosenthal Ranch gets a prospect from a family that they know well and have had a lot of success with. They won Grade One races with brothers of Six Sense, brothers like Cyber Attack, Powerful Favorite, Bomb Cyclone, who won the $2 million Futurity. So they went back to a breeding line that they know well and have had a lot of success. And all in all, a very successful equine sale, Mike.
Okay, hey, congratulations, really, Orlando. And looking forward to getting down there. I was there last Sunday for a little bit, and you guys just do a great job for the simulcast. And again, you know, it's horse players, people getting together. You can tell a lot of the guys, they know each other from coming to the races, and they're doing something they really love, and it's nice to see. It really is. As we know, on-track attendance these days, way off what it used to be. But to me, that's still the key to long-term success.
Yeah, you're exactly right, Mike. And last night, for example, we had that big Grade One race. We had all those top horses here in action. And the saddling paddock was full. The walking ring prior to the post parade was full, and the energy was great as they were watching these horses come down the track. That's how you get hooked on racing, Mike, when you see these big stars going against each other. And when it comes to quarter horse racing, we see it all the time here at Los Alamitos. The best of the best always facing us.
Orlando, you're the best of the best as well. Thank you so much for all your support. Thanks for your time. Good luck tonight there at Los Alamitos. 10 of them. You get underway at 6:05. Thanks, Orlando.
Thanks so much, Mike.
You bet. Frank Miramati next up. And then we're going back to Maryland. Say hello to Chris Murray, heads up the Maryland Racing Commission. Whole lot of shows straight ahead. Don't go away.
The preceding was a paid program. Opinions expressed are those of the program sponsors and not necessarily the views of AMA 30, its owners, or management. Angels Radio AMA 30, KLAA.
Orange County, Los Angeles, and Inland Empire.
Where Angels baseball lives. The following is a paid program. Opinions expressed are those of the program sponsors and not necessarily the views of AMA 30, its owners, or management.
Hi, everybody. This is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Kimo's Kona coffee. Uncle Kimo's, you'll be glad you did.
Exciting nighttime action continues at Los Alamitos with another great weekend at the track of Sunsets and Stars and a full lineup of the top runners in California. Don't miss Night Racing's Best Bets, our early and late pick fours. And remember, we'll add 10,000 to the pick six on Sunday night if there's not a carryover. Los Alamitos is open daily for the best simulcast action from around the country. For Vessels Club reservations, call 714-820-2681 or join us at Burgard's Sports Bar. The month of October is filled with Grade 1 stakes action. Top sophomores chase a spot in the Los Alamitos Super Derby with trials on Sunday, October 19th. Then it's the Golden State Million Final. Fastest qualifier, Duda Cartel, looks for his first futurity win. Plus Grade 1 Ed Burke Million Futurity winner Jess I'm Worth It and Kindergarten winner Beautiful will also race. Sunday, October 26th. It's an October of thrills at the track of Sunsets and Stars, Los Alamitos Racecourse.
Hey everybody, if you've got plumbing needs, commercial or residential, give my good friends at Western Rooter a call. Family owned and here to help, Western Rooter does it all and does it better 24/7. From clogged drains to complete copper repipes to water heaters, conventional and tankless, Western Rooter is here to help and will solve whatever issues you may have on time and under budget. Western Rooter, serving the Arcadia, Pasadena, and greater LA area for more than three decades. Call now at 626-444 86455, mention Thoroughbred LA Radio, and save 10% off your total invoice. Western Rooter, the best in the West. Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halu'aloha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halualoha Garden and Kitchen. Nearly 50 years ago, Len Ragazin formulated the idea of speed ratings. Today, the Ragazin Sheets are still America's premier speed rating product. Who uses Len Ragazin speed ratings? Trainers use the Ragazin Sheets to place their horses. Breeders check the Ragazin Sheets before making million-dollar decisions. And jockey agents consult the Ragazin Sheets when choosing which horse to ride. But most importantly, the Ragazin Sheets are used by players like you.
the rags and sheets are available online at thesheets.com. Our website also offers free introductory material, including an online seminar. You can also receive free introductory material by calling us directly at 212-674-3123. That's the rags and sheets at 212-674-3123. Ragazin, the most respected name in racing.
Hey everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco. Eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne.
Think you've got what it takes to out-handicap the field? Now you can prove it, because TwinSpires tournaments are available in the app. Play Peters cash games to go big with qualifiers for the biggest handicapping contest in the country, all from the palm of your hand. TwinSpires tournaments, where bragging rights meets bankrolls. Get in the game today on the TwinSpires app. Void where prohibited. Terms and conditions apply. See TwinSpires.com for details. Must be 18 plus, 21 plus where applicable. For help with a gambling problem, call 800-GAMBLER.
There they go. O'Hara lost the rider. Native Diver is going to the front.
Gamely and Rising Market, nose and nose. And Gamely is the winner by a nose rising.
Has the weight advantage. Farm Away has the class. Which one's going to win it? Farm Away, Marquetry, Farm Away.
It's Thoroughbred Los Angeles, hosted by Mike Willman. Thoroughbred Los Angeles is brought to you by Nighttime Quarter Horse Racing at Los Alamitos Racecourse. Come see America's fastest athlete under the lights every Saturday and Sunday night. By Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee. Take it from top jock Juan Hernandez. Uncle Chemo's, you'll be glad you did. By David Wilson's Toyota of Orange, South Bay Toyota, and Villa Ford of Orange. Come see their great selection of new and used vehicles and experience David Wilson's world-class customer service. By Pete and Evelyn Perella's Legacy Ranch, where stands multiple graded stakes winner Forbidden Kingdom, stakes producing Om at Clubhouse Ride. By the luxurious Halu Aloha Garden and Kitchen overlooking the majestic Kona Coast on the island of Hawaii. Visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and make your reservations now for the event of a lifetime. By Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne. Doug says, save a taco, eat a pizza. By the Ragas and Sheets. Get past the obvious and get the information you need to win. Get the Ragas and Sheets. By the Derby Room at Fairplex Park. Great food, great customer service, and free parking and admission at the Derby Room. By the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association. It pays to own and breed in California. By Bruce Finkelstein's BetOnBruce.com. By the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa in Las Vegas. Call Steve Johnson and make your reservations now at 866-780-RACE. And by Western Rooter, the best in the West. Now, here's Mike Willman.
Thank you, Dan Jerzin. Once again, a very pleasant good morning, everybody. Great to have you with us, Sunday edition of Thoroughbred Los Angeles. I don't want to waste any more time. We haven't talked to this guy in quite some time on air. He is the voice of Santa Anita and Saratoga Racecourse, as well as the Belmont Stakes, third and final jewel in the Triple Crown on over-the-air network television. You saw him all summer on Big Fox. His name is Frank Miramati. Frank, good morning. It's good to have you back on the show, and I just want to say I'm looking at the Pollock Report, and I see the headline video. Announcer Frank Miramati's Racetrack Pizza Lightning Round. Frank, you make the game fun. Who can't relate to trying to find good pizza? And you recommend places all over the country near tracks that you've called at. Great job. Really enjoyed it.
Thank you very much, Mike. I appreciate the kind introduction, and I really do, and I appreciate all the fans out there. I've come to realize that there are a lot of fans out there, and I try to always engage with them and share stories with them, and that's what it's all about. I'm just a racing fan who was fortunate that I learned a skill from the great Trevor Denman, and I love the fact that Marquetry Farm Away call is on your open, as is as are those Harry Henson calls. Those are great memories because they make me smile whenever I hear them. And anyhow, I appreciate your nice words. That was a fun deal. They spent about an hour in the booth, Joe Nevels, and then all of a sudden he brought the question about pizzas near racetracks, and it was just instant thoughts and a lot of memories,
yeah.
And try to send people for a good slice of pizza, and it's fun stuff. That's what we have to do. We have to engage with the fans and share some fun. And I've always enjoyed a slice of cheese pizza, and if it's light on the cheese, even better.
Frank, you recommended a place near Oaklawn Park. What's the name of it? It's an Italian name.
Oh, yeah, it's DeLuca's. That's one of my best
DeLuca's. I found a picture of Bob Baffert and some of his owners at DeLuca's, yeah. And I know you're the reason they were there.
Well, that place, I mean, I never like to pat myself on the back, but I know I helped save that guy's business. He was in big trouble early. He had built a place far away from Oakland in a rough neighborhood, and he was very much unknown. And one season right before we started, we had a big gathering, a bunch of guys, about 20 guys at a restaurant, and one of them said, hey, you got to try this new pizza place. He's got funky hours, but it's good stuff. And I eventually went there, and he and I have actually become very, very close friends. But,
right.
You know, through the power of social media, I promoted that place. And during some trying times, a lot of the, main people in the city went there. And he has actually become a pizza legend and is well-known. He was in – no, I'm not kidding. He was in Dave Portnoy's Pizza Fest in New York. I went
right.
to this year. There's like 40 pizzerias there, and his lines were maybe the third longest of anyone else's. He's got amazing food, and he's expanding, and – there's going to be one coming to Lexington in the not-too-distant future that I've helped, cultivate. So we're very excited about that. It's funny you would bring that up because my man Anthony makes a great pizza. And all the jockeys, even though jockeys shouldn't eat too much pizza,
yeah.
They love it. And they go there a lot at Oakland and the owners. So it's a very well-known establishment. And so he and I have become great buddies. And one time when you and I are together, I'll tell you how we hit it off because it was with an expletive-laden release by him. It was pretty funny stuff.
Frank,
we're good buddies.
That's all well and good. You're well known, acknowledged as a pizza aficionado. As I said, it's up at the Pollock Report. Anybody can see it. You and your booth, announcer Frank Miramonte's Racetrack Pizza Lightning Round. But Frank, it's woefully incomplete. We've got to get you out to Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne. Right behind In-N-Out Burger, the corner of D Street and Foothill. You got to get out there with Doug, with Steve Rothblum. It would be fun. It really would.
Those are some fun guys, and that's a great commercial, by the way, opening your show. I'll tell you one thing. I've been in ad sales for over 30 years, Mike. You do a heck of a job bringing in sponsors and taking care of them on your show, and that's very important. You got to delight your sponsors, and you're doing a fantastic job of that.
Frank, thanks. You take care of the player. Before we get your thoughts on maybe a race today, I thought just another tremendous call in yesterday's main event. The California flag, Manor Rose, he's at the top of his game for Jeff Mullins. Edwin Maldonado was aboard. And Lovesick Blues, fresh off a grade one win on dirt in the Bing Crosby at Del Mar. Librato Baracho, he had options, decided to run in the grass. I don't know, watching the race, Frank, I thought, man, this doesn't look like it's working out. And then, Giovanni Franco shifted him outside. He came running, and you were all over it, separated by a nose on the money.
That was a great race. And I'll tell you, interestingly, in New York, I do all the fractions. But I don't look at the fractions at Santa Anita. Very rarely will I even look. But I was very interested to see because that gray horse of Bob Hess's is so fast, and he wasn't anywhere near the lead. So I knew they had to be absolutely cooking down the hill. And I looked right after the race to see that opening fraction because I wanted to see. And Mano Rose sitting right off that pace, that was a gigantic performance out of him to have anything left at the end. Now, he has shown some stamina to be
half
able to
and 42 and 2, Frank.
Yeah,
the half.
That was fun.
Unbelievable.
That was a great, great race. And he deserved the win because he was close to that pace.
Yeah.
And he held on. But you're right. Librato's horse was flying, and Lovesick Blues is a very nice horse, and he's certainly come into his own. And I watched the feature they did on FanDuel TV.
I did too.
On him and he talked about how he has thrived, with older horses. And sometimes those older horses need some tender, loving care. And he's done a great job with this horse. And obviously to win that giant race at Del Mar was fantastic. And it was a very good performance. And it was just a great ending to the race. And that horse did come rolling late. And that's why I love the Hillside Turf Court. It's not fun from a race calling standpoint when they go behind the trees.
Yeah,
it's certainly.
I know.
It's always been my favorite race, going way back to the days of Champagne Bit and others, Mr. Prime Minister with no whip, all the good old
Buster
days.
Buster Millerick, but, yeah. But Champagne Bit, was that Randy Winnick?
Champagne Bid was could have been Randy Winnick. I think it was.
So.
I remember listening to Bill Gaher down the hill one day, and the way he was calling for Zando, I was bracing for impact on Coldwater Canyon. But Champagne Bid did hold on. I love Champagne Bid, and he was just a great, great horse. And down the hill, he was a monster.
Hey Frank, our time is extremely limited. I've got Chris Murs, head of the Maryland Racing Commission, on deck here, and he's trying to find a place to live.
Distinction here in California, good man.
Great guy. You got a best bet for the listeners today, Frank?
I do. It's a good transition, and it really was unrelated because only when I read Brad Free's commentary did I figure out that this horse is related to Lovesick Blues. But I do like Speedy Wilson. This horse was giant at Del Mar. He's in the sixth race today for Phil D'Amato, and he is the younger brother of the aforementioned Lovesick Blues. And so I don't think he's going to have any difficulty with the turf. Last time he didn't want any part of two turns. And he does get Lasix for the first time while sprinting. He did get Lasix in that route race, but he was in tremendous form back in 24 and then came back with a very nice win. Looked great on the track, too, so you want to watch him because when he has that strut in his step. Mm-hmm. But I think that he'll take to the grass, and I think he'll be tough going 6 furlongs on the turf today. Number 3, Speedy Wilson in the sixth race will be my radio play.
It's 6 furlongs out of the chute, and post time for that, 3:34. Hey, Frank. Keep it going, man. Really enjoy your work. As you know, I'm pretty much remote these days. Really enjoy what you bring, and I know I'm speaking for thousands of fans as well.
Appreciate you, Mike. Thanks for all the support, and have a great show.
Yeah, take care. Frank Miramati, the voice of Santa Anita and Saratoga, is advertised now. We get back to Maryland, Laurel Park, and say hello to a good friend, former director of racing secretary at Santa Anita. He's now the executive director of the Maryland Racing Commission, Chris Murs. Hey, Chris, good morning. Congrats on what was a hell of a day for you yesterday, Maryland Million Day there at Laurel Racecourse.
Hey, Mike, good morning. Thanks for having me on. And, yeah, certainly was a great day. Handle was excellent, up over 24% over last year. So, Maryland has really kicked it in the high gear since the beginning of the year.
And just to be clear here, the Maryland Racing Commission, the horsemen basically, have taken the reins of racing in the state of Maryland. Laurel is no longer under the auspices of Belinda Stronach and First Racing. What's your ceiling, do you think? Where do you think you can go with what it is you're offering to horse players nationwide?
I think what Bill Knopf and the rest of the Maryland Jockey Club team is doing is fantastic. They're really reaching out to the, not only locally but nationally to bettors. They've held several national handicapping tournaments this year, giving mm-hmm. away Breeders' Cup seats and the Las Vegas seats as well. So they're really reaching out to horse players to put eyes on their product, and they're doing a heck of a job doing it.
Chris, what's going on with Pimlico? The Preakness is going to be run, I believe, at least the next 2 years, 26 and 27, at Laurel. But tell us what the status of the demolition is there. At Pimlico, right outside Baltimore.
So Pimlico, they're ahead of the demolition schedule, which is great. Almost every building has been brought down, and they're ahead of schedule there. We're looking to have the Preakness here in 2026 and then have the Preakness back at Pimlico for 2027.
Really? That soon?
Yes. That is the goal.
That would be unbelievable. Man, so they're ahead of schedule.
Yeah, they're really working hard. They have a great team over at the Maryland Stadium Authority that's leading the charge on everything. And, they're doing some pretty serious stuff over there in a limited amount of time.
Chris, our time is short, but I can't help but pointing out, on a national level, the biggest proponent I was ever aware of as a young guy of Maryland racing and Maryland bred racing was Jim McKay with ABC. He loved it. And he was a huge advocate for the Maryland bred. As you know, they're a big component of your racing situation, as are the cowbreds out here. And we're doing everything we can to shore up the foal crop, the number of mares bred and so on. But talk about the Maryland breeding situation now, the way you see it and looking forward.
I think with the state stepping in and providing the Maryland racing industry with more resources, we certainly got a, you know, nice kick in the butt. And, you know, it's really helping support the breeding industry here, too. Breeders have, you know, started to get a little bit more confidence in what is happening here in Maryland, and the sky's the limit going forward.
Well, you're saying all the right things for the bosses. I know that, Chris. It sounds good. Now, you got nine of them today. I got to ask you this. What about off-track protocols? And I ask this because you're no longer under the auspices, as I said, of Belinda Stronach and First Racing. We see kind of two different sets of operation down at Gulfstream and then out here at Santa Anita. If we seal a racetrack for training, we can't do anything on it the next day and so forth. But what are the off-track protocols looking like there at Laurel?
It's just a lot of communication between all the stakeholders. And, you know, as long as everybody...
Is that code for common sense, Chris?
I hope it is. So,
right.
You know, just speaking to all the stakeholders and making sure everyone's on the same page. They do a great job here at communicating with everybody on what's called the WhatsApp. I think every trainer that we have on the backside is on there, including myself and other people, where, you know, it's the updates are almost instant when, you know, tracks are being sealed, when the track is reopening and everything like that is in real time. So I think it's a huge benefit for the horsemen here to have that option at the fingertips.
Well, again, congratulations on your position back there, Chris. You're sorely missed here in Southern California, but I know this was a huge career move for you. Chris Murs, Executive Director of the Maryland Racing Commission. You guys have nine of them, and you're already underway. Wishing you all the best there at Laurel Park and at Pimlico. Knock wood, you'll be up and running for the Preakness in 2027. That would be huge. Thanks so much, Chris.
Thanks, Mike, for having me on. Have a great rest of your day.
Okay, you as well. Let's get back to Santa Anita now and say hello to top clocker Andy Harrington on behalf of National Turf. Andy, good morning. What's going on?
Good morning. A lot, actually. Nysos came out and worked. Nysos, who was kind of due last Monday, been on a weekly pattern for his drills.
Right.
Didn't work last Monday and missed 6 days of training, I guess, as far as his schedule is concerned. But he came out and worked 6 furlongs today. I had 112 flat down to the 7/8 pole, galloped out 124 and 2. I mean, he was asked, but he responded. And I think the thing that we should pay attention to is how he comes out of the drill and if he comes back next week and puts in a subsequently excellent drill. This was a very, very good drill, especially considering he missed a little bit of time again. So, you know, Bob's obviously trying to get this horse ready for the Breeders' Cup Mile is the intended slot for him. And he can, you know what, he's such a brilliant horse, maybe he can do it. You know, gosh, I'm rooting for him because it's really fun to watch him work.
He's a brilliantly talented horse. Again, on your watch today, 6 furlongs in 112, correct?
Stairs, but you know it's a fifth of a second here or there. No, but it was a good drill no matter how you cut it.
Okay, speaking of Bob Baffert, his Del Mar Futurity winner Brandt was out among many and some high profile horses that was yesterday or Friday morning, I think. Talk about right. Brandt, how he went.
He worked alone. He's looked okay. This is the best drill of the sequence, to be honest with you. I haven't been super happy with the way he's been going. This is the best drill. I think next week's drill will be a very much a game change, decision kind of drill for me, whether I'm going to follow him into the Breeders' Cup Juvenile. This was better. He's going the right direction, but I have been disappointed with his last two or three drills here. So I'm gonna hold my final judgment until I see next week's drill. He, as usual, like most Bob Bafferts, he worked 111 and changed down to the 7/8 bull gap. That solidly, as you know, he's a very pretty moving horse. My qualm about him is whether he really wants to go two turns or not. We shall see. I'm reserving judgment on Brandt right now, to be honest with you.
Andy Harrington, a couple of big 3-year-olds out Friday as well. The Santa Anita Derby, Preakness, and Grade One Haskell winner Journalism out for Michael McCarthy. And recent Grade One Pennsylvania Derby winner Baeza was out for John Sheriffs. Talk about Journalism first.
Journalism, this is the first time he has worked alone in a while. He just worked an easy 49. They gave him 49. That's exactly what I had. He is fit. I mean, he's run five times in the last 5 months. He danced all the Triple Crown dances. So they don't need to do a whole lot with him. They just need to keep him happy. But like I said, he just worked alone, and he does whatever the rider, you know, asked of him. And this was really, they didn't ask anything of him. He just kind of, it was a leg stretcher for the most part. I just don't think they want him to go over the top because he has had a long campaign. He's not been out of training since pretty much January. He had a little break after the Los Alamitos Dirty, but he's been in steady training all year long, so they don't need to do a lot with him, to be honest with you.
And Baeza, for John Sheriffs, it really looks like he's coming to his best at the right time. Talk about his drill Friday morning, Andy.
The drill. 2 weeks ago, he worked a 52 half. It was just a leg stretcher working alone. This time, he worked in company and took off. He went 34-1 to the top. Really took the bit and drew clear easily in the lane. Looked focused, which has always been a little bit of the thing that I've been concerned about. He's not. He was mentally a little immature early in the year. I think that's gone. He was very focused on the gallop out, hugged the rail, and did all the things you want to see. So it was 59 to the wire out in 112 with Hector Berrios up. I think they have a horse that's going the right direction. So I think they're going to be super happy. I think he's coming up to his best race. He's obviously, you know, blossomed in the back half of the year. Early in the year, he was a maiden running in Graded Stakes some of the races. So they were throwing a lot at him early, and I think he's responded awfully well.
Andy, you're using some of that, inside the ropes clocker jargon. You know that Baeza went 34-1 to the top. Would you explain that?
That's to the quarter pole. That's to the top of the lane. So that's how.
Yeah.
I apologize for.
No, we love it.
Clocker speak. That's to the quarter pole.
I understand.
And then the last quarter was 24-4, which means 59 to the wire, 34-1. It was a very solid, like I said, a really aggressive drill for him. He's not the most aggressive worker. He's kind of just a little bit of a lazy daisy. That was a very encouraging sign for at least for me.
Getting exciting now with the Breeders' Cup right in front of us, October 31 and then Saturday, November 1 at Del Mar. Andy, what about today's card? Can we do some damage somewhere along the line here with 10 races?
Yeah, let's go to the ninth race in here. And there's a horse in here. You don't get Bob Baffert as a non-favorite too often. But in the ninth race, the number two horse, is a horse called Showers, who trained awfully well at Del Mar, had a comeback race, got tired, drew the outside, now come back with a bunch of really nice drills, including the gate drill, the last drill. They go from Kimura to J.J. Hernandez is number one down in the Bob Baffert barn. She draws inside. I think she's the inside speed in this race. And I think shows all systems are go here. It's 4-1 in a smallish field. So I thought that was a pretty reasonable price for getting a Bob Baffert horse at 4-1. So we're going to go in the ninth race. Number two horse in here, Showers, for the Bob Baffert barn.
Okay, back to two turns and back with Juan Hernandez, who was aboard for the maiden victory in her second start at a flat mile, which is where she finds herself today. Right. Folks, post time for the ninth today at Santa Anita, 5:04 Pacific. Andy, talk about nationalturf.com, your stuff, how they access it.
Sure. Just go to nationalturf.com. I've got a workout report with grades to give you a little bit of insight into how the horses are doing and my opinion of how they are coming up to today's race. So nationalturf.com.
Last thing, are you and your wife making any progress with the insurance company? For those who don't know, Andy's residence burned down during the Del Mar meet. You live over toward the South Bay, I think, Andy.
Yeah.
Give us an idea where you're at, because so many people here in Southern California they're kind of in the same boat, so unfortunately.
Yeah. We've had an okay, process with the insurance company. Everything's going to work out. It's just, you know what? You realize that people are not on your timetable, whether it be the construction workers or the permit pullers or the insurance
Thank
people.
You.
I wanted him to get done 2 days ago,
yeah.
You know, 2 days after. And it's just a job for a lot of people. And the permit process is a really weird thing. They find something and then everybody's got to stop and then pull a permit and get the city inspector there. So it's just, I mean, this is a common tale, but it's just patience is what is needed. And time will solve all this. We're going to be okay in the long run, but, you know, you can't live life in the long run. You got to live it in the short term. So that's what we're doing. I'm just trying to have patience and watch these horses run around in circles and you know, enjoy my life. So it'll take its time, but it'll be done at some point.
Hey, Andy, thanks so much. Listen, we don't want to take a bath today, but we'll take a shower. Number two showers in today's ninth race, 9th of 10 at Santa Anita. Andy, it's always a lot of fun. Thank you, sir.
All right.
And listen, folks, Andy says you got to have patience. One thing you're not going to be too patient about is if you have a plumbing issue. I don't care of any kind, whether you're having people over or not, you got to get it fixed, and you got to get it done now. I can tell you from multiple personal experiences, both with residential, commercial, Western Rooter, they just do a tremendous job. They are on time and under budget. And if you want to take my word for it, go to their website, WesternRooter.com. They've got over 400 five-star reviews. Family-owned by Larry and John Batala, along with Mike and Jenny Glenn, commercial or residential. Give them a call at 626-648-5499. Mention Thoroughbred LA Radio. Hey, they'll knock 10% off your total invoice. Western Rooter, the best in the West. Stay with us. We'll be right back with top handicapper Bruce Finkelstein from Las Vegas, Nevada, Bob Mazursky back in the fold, and then we got some time to spend with Jonathan Hardoon up toward the top of the hour. Don't go away.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
From conception to the starting gate, Legacy Ranch does it all. Located in the small town of Clements, Legacy Ranch sits on 145 beautifully manicured acres with lush paddocks for your mares and babies. The large pastures are irrigated year-round, and private paddocks are available too. Ranch manager Terry Knight is well-known throughout California as a top-notch horseman and oversees the breaking and training of your young stock. The 5/8 mile track is maintained to the highest standards under the supervision of well-known track man Richard Tedesco, and includes a starting gate and chute for gate workouts. Take a video tour of Legacy Ranch by going to LegacyRanchInc.com. Or better yet, farm owners Pete and Evelyn Perella invite you to schedule an in-person visit where you can meet Legacy Ranch Stallions Clubhouse Ride, our newest stallion addition, Om, sire of Grade 3 Torrey Pine Stakes winner Om Enjoy, and Forbidden Kingdom. Contact Legacy Ranch at 510-928-4980 and start your journey to the winner's circle today.
Breed to pure California speed as Legacy Ranch welcomes Forbidden Kingdom.
It's Forbidden Kingdom, dominant in the San Vicente.
This blazing fast son of American Pharaoh went wire to wire in every one of his victories.
What a performance from Forbidden Kingdom in the San Felipe.
Posting 3 Grade 2 wins on dirt and turf.
Forbidden Kingdom, resolute, turns away a big bit.
Breed to the speed of California speed. Forbidden Kingdom, now standing at Legacy Ranch.
Attention Inland Empire racing fans. Watching and wagering on the races just got easier. The Derby Room located at Fairplex Park is open and ready to serve you. Watch and wager in the newly renovated Derby Room on races across the country starting at 9 a.m. each Wednesday through Sunday. Televisions throughout the Derby Room will keep you up to date on all sporting events. Add in great food and a great atmosphere and you'll have the ultimate horse player experience. For upcoming promotions, go to thederbyroom.com. Thederbyroom.com. See you at the Derby Room, 2201 North White Avenue in Pomona. From Santa Anita to Del Mar, to key race meets around the country, Bruce Finkelstein's Bet on Bruce has you covered. Full card selections and featured races throughout the country available every racing day at betonbruce.com. Get advice on multi-wager ticket structures and improve your return on investment with Bruce Finkelstein's betonbruce.com. Bet on experience. Betonbruce.com.
From Hawaii's Big Island, nature has given us Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, derived from a naturally occurring coffee bean that is only found in this precise altitude and climatic setting. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee ensures a perfect start to your day or any cherished moment from sunup to sundown. Every treasured coffee bean is the result of nearly 4 years of nurturing on the 57-acre family farm in the mountains above Halu'aloha, Hawaii. And unlike many other coffee beans from the Big Island, Uncle Chemo's is estate grade and hand roasted. This means all beans are grown, picked, roasted, and packaged on the farm to ensure the beans are the most balanced and as rich in flavor as possible. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee is now available on the mainland. To place an order, please visit UncleChemo'sKonaCoffee.com and look for our logo on the track and in the winner's circle, along with leading writer Juan Hernandez. Fans, visit our website and you can see for yourself that Uncle Chemo's emanates from a true island paradise. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, you can taste the aloha.
Hi everybody, this is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee. Uncle Chemo's, you'll be glad you did.
Welcome back. This is Thoroughbred Los Angeles, and let's get up to Las Vegas, Nevada right now and say hello to Bruce Finkelstein on behalf of BetOnBruce.com. Hey, Bruce, good morning. How are you?
Doing well, Mike. How are you?
Doing well. Weather nice and cool up there these days, eh?
Yeah, we took some rain. It's beautiful. It's in the 70s right now. If you want to come to Vegas and you don't like the hot temperatures, now's the time to come.
No doubt about it, but I know it's pretty busy up like the South Point. They are jammed this weekend with all the NASCAR people in town. And then the National Finals Rodeo going to be kicking off real soon as well. Let's talk horse racing, though. We mentioned the Grade 1 QE2 yesterday, the Queen Elizabeth at Keeneland. Brendan Walsh just absolutely on fire, and a great ride by Tyler Gaffalione. Your thoughts on just the overall quality of that product at Keeneland?
It's amazing. I mean, the Kentucky product year-round trumps the, you know, it's the best circuit. I mean, maybe not Turfway Park, but, and Ellis, you know, Ellis is more than adequate, but.
But you know what? Hey, Bruce, I got to jump in. Joe Talamo was saying something yesterday on FanDuel. Handicapping races where they are seeing some horses come in from Turfway, and he made the point, you know, you can't just summarily throw some of these horses out. The product there has improved as well.
For sure. And Churchill Downs now owns Turfway Park. It's a better surface now. They get full fields. It is better. And so is Ellis, for that matter.
Yeah.
For a year-round product, it is outstanding, especially Churchill. And
well, and look at what the Kentucky-based horses did at Saratoga this summer.
Yeah. Yeah, and they didn't always do as well.
I know.
The purses are enormous, and you see horses coming from everywhere to run. Unfortunately, some of them are Southern California outfits running Kentucky for all that money. So, you know, everybody follows the money, and the product is outstanding year-round in Kentucky.
Well, where do you want to go for your first selection, Bruce?
Well, let's go to Keeneland for the fifth race. And okay. These are fun races, a mile and a half on the grass, allowance non-winners too. I really like the five horse a lot here, Common Defense. Mike, I don't know if you remember this horse. He was second as a three-year-old in the Rebel Stakes, so he was chasing the Triple Crown. He came back off a long layoff this summer of almost 16 months, and he had a breakthrough race in his third race off the layoff. He ran at this distance at Kentucky Downs. If you go back and watch the video, he was kept behind horses, about a wall of horses, pretty much the whole way until the top of the lane. And when he got in the clear and he switched off, he exploded with an eight-length victory. Now, last time out, he was 1-2, and it kind of looks like a disappointing effort, but the pace slowed down to a crawl. It was a small field. He ended up having kind of a match race with the front runner, Zevrev, I believe it was, and I just don't think that's the way he wants to run, up close to the lead. He gave a good account of himself, but he wants to be taken back and put behind horses. There'll be more pace in this one than there was last time, with the presence of Presider and not falling back, maybe one or two others.
could go out there. I think he'll get a legit tempo with a bigger field here. I love his chances. Jose takes over Irad today. So in race five, number five, Common Defense, 4-1 on the morning line.
Trained by Kenny McPeak. Post time for race five at Keeneland, 3:08 Eastern. 10 of them today at Santa Anita, Bruce.
Let's go to the fourth race. I'm not going to give you a big price. Maybe we can build the bankroll up a little bit. Build the bankroll up for the pick six, actually, the fifth race of the first race of the pick six. But I like the 5-2 shot in the fourth race, the 4 Smart Code. Another one, Mike, that came off a long layoff at Del Mar, and boy, did he do it the hard way. He opened up a huge lead in late July, going fast fractions, and Gainley held on to win by a half length. In his next race, he drew an outside box, and he dueled with a runner by the name of Hawker. He won the battle and lost the war. He ran that horse into submission, but he didn't quite have enough left to win the race. He still ran third. They're taking the blinkers off today. It's his third off the layoff. I think he's the quickest in here. I like a work I saw on XBTV on September 21st when he really wasn't asked at all down the lane against a pretty good filly by the name of Jane Austen, and he easily held her off in that work without really being asked at all. I think these are very favorable conditions. He's the fastest in here, but I expect maybe a more patient ride today. Race for the 4, Smart Code, 5-2 on the morning.
And the blinkers off, I know you're hoping are going to help you get that kind of trip that you need. Smart Code, the 4 in race 4, which goes at 2:32 Pacific. Tell us about the website, betonbruce.com.
Card analysis at Santa Anita with the pick six involved today. Take a look at it. Last part of the card also at Keeneland. We call it the combo platter with audio involved. We also have best bets at Santa Anita with audio, all at betonbruce.com.
Have a great day, Bruce. Good luck.
Take care, Mike.
You bet. Before we get to Bob Mazursky, fans want to let you know about a new enterprise that recently joined the thoroughbred horse racing world. It's called Data Eel. And its purpose is to bring new audiences and players into the exciting sport of horse racing. Data Eel's sophisticated algorithms weave through a literal ocean of data, taking the complexities of the sport, leaving you with a simplistic approach to evaluate each horse in every race. With Data Eel, anyone can get the thrill of picking horses that finish in the money. The Data Eel is available for most thoroughbred racetracks in the U.S. and Canada. Go to dataeel.com, that's dataeel.com, or go to horseracingsimple.com. Right now, we're going to try and keep it simple and isolate a winner or two with top public handicapper Bob Mazursky. Hey, Bob, good morning.
Hey, Mike, how are you today?
Good. I don't know if you heard Frank Miramonte thinking about, big horses that have run down the hillside at Santa Anita over the years. He mentioned Champagne Bid. I took a stab. I said, I think Randy Winnick. I just got a text from Race of Bill. He goes, yeah, you were right, Champagne Bid, and I rode the horse.
Oh, that was definitely Randy Winnick. He was one of the all-time good horses down the hill, for sure.
Yeah, I think he had another horse that liked the hill, Right on Red.
Yeah, I'm not sure if that was Randy Winnick or not. I know the horse you're talking about.
I'm not either.
I can't recall either, but I know
think
that
it was
a good horse down the hill. I mean, there's been quite a few over the years that have just excelled coming down the hill.
No doubt about it. Hey, Bob, let's go ahead and get to it. 10 of them locally today. Where do you want to go for radio?
I'm going to go to the eighth race. I like number 5, Zaffarelli. He's not quite what he once was, but I think he's going to get a good setup in here, and I think at this level he'll be very tough to hold down the lane. So number 5, Zaffarelli in race 8.
Trained by Pete Miller, and Bob, a trivial note, but owned in part by a guy named Tom Cagle, who was one of my son Matt's youth football coaches. Man, we had a lot of fun.
Oh, that's good to know. I know Tom has won a couple stakes over at Los Al when I've been working, so... Yeah, he's had a lot of horses over the years.
Well, he was a guy with that horse that Pete claimed for 40 and made about $1 million with, second in a Breeders' Cup sprint.
Stormy Liberal.
That's it. Yeah, yep. I think it was Stormy Liberal.
No, I think so, and I know that's the horse that won a race that was named for the late Jack Disney when he one of his wins down the hill at Santa Anita was a race named for Diz.
Right, right. Hey, anyway, good memories, no doubt about it. You're going to take Zaffarelli in race 8. Bob, also want to point out your stuff, in addition to all the Southern California News Group papers, and I'll say it again, it's just unbelievable coverage. Full charts, Nobody else does that anymore in print. They just don't. Your graded handicap with your morning line every Friday, a column on racing by Kevin Modesty along with updated standings. The coverage is phenomenal, but in addition to that, your stuff is at todaysracingdigest.com.
That is correct. And just to say that, Mike, I've been very fortunate in my life to work at two newspapers that really focused on racing. The one I'm working for now, the Southern California News Group papers,
yeah,
and the LA Herald Examiner.
And Bob, I stand corrected. Randy Winnick did not have, or pardon me, Tom Cagle did not own Stormy Liberal. That was Gary Hartooni in Rockingham Ranch. It was another horse. I think it was a one-word name. He went back. They took him to Hot Springs. He ran at Oaklawn after he was here, and the name escapes me, as it quite often does these days.
All right. I'm not sure off the top of my head who that horse either, but Stormy Liberal is the one I thought of winning.
Yeah.
Breeders.
Well, this horse didn't win it, but he hit the board, you know,
okay, in
the sprint. Give us an update on what's going on with Aaron Rodgers and the New York Jets.
Well, again, he plays for the Steelers.
See, I keep saying that. Give us an update on how the Jets are doing over in London.
Well, last time I checked, they were down 13-11 with like 5 minutes to go in the game. So the game's probably over by now, but they were hanging in there. But, you know,
okay,
knowing the Jets, they'll probably find a way to blow it at the end.
And Aaron Rodgers is now firmly ensconced with the Pittsburgh Steelers. We got to get that right.
That is correct, and they are leading their division. And right now they're in good shape because Baltimore is struggling. Cincinnati doesn't have their quarterback, Joe Burrow.
They got Flacco.
Yeah, and the Cleveland Browns are the Cleveland Browns. So the Steelers right now, it's their division to lose.
Yeah. Hey, Bob, always a lot of fun. Thank you so much. Thanks for setting me straight again.
All right, Mike, take care.
I need a lot of help. Hey, we're going to take one final timeout. Coming back strong with Jonathan Hardoon of the Ragas and Sheets. Take two. He's coming out to San. I need to. Don't go away.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Exciting nighttime action continues at Los Alamitos with another great weekend at the track of sunsets and stars and a full lineup of the top runners in California. Don't miss Night Racing's Best Bets, our early and late pick fours. And remember, we'll add 10,000 to the pick six on Sunday night if there's not a carryover. Los Alamitos is open daily for the best simulcast action from around the country. For Vessels Club reservations, call 714-820-2681 or join us at Burgard Sports Bar. The month of October is filled with Grade 1 stakes action. Top sophomores chase a spot in the Los Alamitos Super Derby with trials on Sunday, October 19th. Then it's the Golden State Million Final. Fastest qualifier, Duda Cartel, looks for his first futurity win. Plus Grade 1 Ed Burke Million futurity winner, Jess I'm Worth It, and kindergarten winner, Beautiful, will also race. Sunday, October 26th. It's an October of thrills at the track of sunsets and stars, Los Alamitos Racecourse.
Hello, I'm Alan Mosna at Toyota of Orange. For over 48 years, we've said you won't get a lemon at Toyota of Orange. That means you're driving a reliable Toyota. It also means you're getting the best deal on every new Toyota in stock. We're talking RAV4, Camry, Tacoma, Corolla, you name it. How have we stayed number one all these years? By turning lemons into oranges. Toyota of Oranges.
Well, you won't get a lemon from Toyota of Orange.
Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halu'aloha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details and get ready ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halu Aloha Garden and Kitchen.
Hey everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco. Eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne.
This segment is brought to you by the Bit Tavern in South Arcadia, just off the corner of 10th and Live Oak. Beer me at the Bit.
And welcome back. Final segment, Thoroughbred Los Angeles. And let's get back to Long Island and say hello once again. Take two with Jonathan Hardoon of the Raggers and Chiefs. Hey, John, good morning.
Good morning, Mike. The Jets blew another game. Well, they didn't. They lost 13-11.
Really?
But they were driving, and they got – yeah, it was just another horrible loss. Not wow. fun if you're a Jet fan and live in New York. I believe they are winless on the season. By wow. the way, Mike, that horse that you may have been talking
CZ
about
– CZ Rocket. Was its
That's it, CZ Rocket
yeah.
for 40,000.
Yeah,
40,000. Pretty good claim.
Phenomenal. It ended up making over 2 million, I think. You know, it's just
yeah, that works.
Yeah, absolutely incredible. Well, John, pardon me. You've heard some of what's been discussed here. Before we get to your best bet, because I mean, we do have a little bit of time to fill here this morning with Toby Khaled on ice. Apparently. He's maybe stuck at the airport in San Francisco. I'm not quite sure, but hopefully there's not a big air traffic control problem. I haven't talked to him.
No, and it's probably going to get worse with the government shutting down. And nothing is in our control anymore. We just sit back and take whatever they throw at us.
Yeah, very much so, John. We will leave it at that. And again, anybody joining us late, no racing today. Belmont at Aqueduct due to high winds. And there is a likelihood of increased rain through the day, I guess, too.
Yeah, tomorrow's going to be a total mess here. So
really?
You know, if you're doing anything on the East Coast, do it today, because tomorrow it's going to be nonstop rain for 12 straight hours, they said. So
right.
Let's see what happens.
Right. Hey, John, you know, I mentioned I had Chris Mers on. We were talking about Pimlico. Really kind of surprised to hear that, I mean, the demolition is really moving along fast. Apparently, everything is basically down in terms of structures. And Chris said they're hoping to be able to run the Preakness there by 2027. To me, that's pretty amazing.
Well, it's still another 2 years, so obviously a lot could go wrong, but that is quick. Even Belmont Park, the new Belmont Park, I drive past it a lot when I'm on Long Island, and they're getting ready, Mike. I mean, every day more of it goes up, and, you know, they're going to have tapeta, they're going to have turf, they're going to have dirt, they're going to have everything at that track. And everyone kind of is excited to see it open finally. You know, there's nothing wrong with Aqueduct, but it's kind of run down. It's been there forever.
Yep.
And they're going to obviously close it up when Belmont opens. That will be the end of Aqueduct. They're either going to sell it to the airport or to some or the Port Authority, but there will be no more Aqueduct. And they're going to have their casino there full time, and they'll probably make it bigger, and the rest of it they will be selling.
Well, so. John, I mean, a regenerated and all-new Belmont, I think Belmont Park, is going to be a big shot in the arm to racing in New York, I think, to the breeding industry, everything else. They are going to be in that rotation now for the Breeders' Cup. You can count on it.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you know, they were really unfortunate. One of the last times they had it here, it was just horrible, horrible weather. But listen, you know, obviously California, you're pretty safe to have good weather, but it's part of it. So they'll run on a sloppy track if it's the Breeders' Cup, not the end of the world. Mm-hmm. And some horses will like it and move up. It's a little something for everybody. You just can't keep it in the same place every year. You know, that's just my opinion. And I think having it in New York every couple of years is a good thing, not a bad thing.
Oh, I think it's great. You know,
yeah.
Looking forward to it very, very much. And You know, we've got it at Del Mar this year. This will be the second year in a row out here. And then next year, I believe Keeneland, right, John?
Keeneland, yeah.
Keeneland and then
next year, yeah.
And then Belmont after that. And then beyond that, the Breeders' Cup has not made any announcements. Hoping maybe to get Dora Delgado on with Breeders' Cup in advance of the Breeders' Cup this year and see if she can shine any more light on what's going on in terms of long-range planning. And it's not really that long when you're talking 3 and 4 years in advance with an event the scope of the Breeders' Cup. It's a lot of work. It's a tremendous thing when it goes well, you know, without any issues. It really is.
And remember, Mike, Florida is going to have a lot to do with it. The future of Gulfstream Park, I mean, you know, that's up in the air at this point. You know, hopefully that they continue racing there. But with all these things up in the air as far as the Stronach group is concerned, who knows what's going to be what. So we got to wait and sit back, and hopefully it goes good.
Coast to coast, a lot of uncertainty. And, folks, there's never any uncertainty. If you're looking for a newer previously owned vehicle at David Wilson's Toyota of Orange or any of his stores within the Wilson Automotive Group, great supporters of racing, Holly and David Wilson, and of this show. I can tell you from buying, I mean, I think 5 vehicles now at Toyota of Orange over the years, you're never going to beat the deal. You're never going to beat the customer service, the follow-up. Right from the top down, everybody else, my contact over there is a guy by the name of Robert Householder. He's worked for David Wilson for right about 40 years. That says it all. Get over to Toyota of Orange, and if you go to their website, you'll see nearly 4,000 reviews. And you can give them a call over there at 714-639. I'm hitting some high notes, John. 6750. That's David Wilson's Toyota of Orange on Tustin at Catella. John, let's get to it. 10 races today at Santa Anita. Where do you want to go for radio?
Well, we're going to look at the 6th race today, and I don't like to go up against Frank because he's a terrific handicapper besides being the great announcer he is. But I like the horse in here, Mike. I like the number 5 horse, Afternoon Map. This is a 5-year-old gelding from the Carla Gaines barn. Only 7 career starts. However, when he shows up, he runs well. He obviously likes the turf chute at Santa Anita. He's 2 for 2 over this course and this layout. Only 2 wins have been over this track. Hector Barrios, who rides this turf course as good as anybody rides. Horses listed at 5-1 for Carla Gaines. I like number 5, Afternoon Nap, to win today's 6th race out at Santa Anita.
Looked like he had a perfect comeback, set him up for an A-list effort today, John. He'd been away a long time, February 15th, prior to running a very close 5th at Del Mar on September 7th. And now he is here at 5-1 in race number 6 at Santa Anita. Post time 3:34 p.m. Afternoon Nap, the 5, trained by Carla Gaines, ridden by Hector Barrios. Let's talk about the website, John. Obviously, Aqueduct off the menu today. But what's up at JONHARDOON.com?
Well, we have all of Gulfstream, we have Keeneland, and we have Santa Anita. And Gulfstream today, they have a mandatory pick 6 pad in their pick 6. But I guess it was hit on Friday because the mandatory pad's only $13,000. Why they're even having it, I have no idea. But they decided to have it, and they have that sunset pick 6. The last 3 at Gulfstream with the last 3 at Santa Anita. That hasn't been hit for a few days, and their carryover is in excess of $90,000. So there is some interest at Gulfstream, so I decided to put it up on the website.
Okay, terrific. And also a pick 6 carryover today at Santa Anita, $47,317, and that should get quite a bit of attention, and I think even maybe a little bit more attention with no racing in New York today. Hey, John, always a lot of fun. Admire your work ethic year-round. I don't know how you do it. Just an amazing amount of time you put in, day out, for your customers. Really, great job.
Thanks, Mike. I put the work in, and hopefully we get some results along the way. That's the whole idea.
Exactly. Hey, John, have a great day. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Mike. Stay safe and be well.
You bet. Listen, Harvey Hyde, a legendary figure here in Southern California, the greatest football coach in the history of Pasadena City College, a guy who had incredible Division I success up at UNLV, does a great job on radio. He's back this morning along with Chuck Hayes with their college football review and preview show right after us, top of the hour. Boy, they got a lot to talk about this morning. Big wins from both UCLA and USC. Alabama got it done. Georgia in a nail-biter till the second half. Some controversial penalties and so on didn't go their way, but a lot to talk about with Harvey Hyde this morning. Hope you enjoyed the show. Thanks for listening. Thanks to all of our sponsors. We'll be back to you next week. Again, my thanks to the amazing Elise Diaz and Chris Monreal right here at the Big A in Anaheim. We'll talk to you next week. So long.
You've been listening to Thoroughbred Los Angeles, brought to you by Little Joe's Fresh Mex and the Bit Tavern in South Arcadia. Great food and ice cold beer 7 days a week.